Item 1002, request of Howard A. Newman to address council regarding issues with bad behavior of people on the streets.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Howard Newman.
Mr. Wheeler and commissioners, I come before you on behalf of the Hawthorne neighbors, at least two entities on Hawthorne Boulevard, my family, and really countless businesses and other persons, including certain homeless, who have seen their neighborhood afflicted by an unchecked threat to our health, safety, and livelihood. Excuse me. I refer specifically to rampant illegal and unsafe behavior in Southeast Portland by certain bad actors. First, I want to be clear. I refract the issues that we are confronting through the very same lens that my six-year-old does, behavior. Socioeconomic status is not part of the calculus in addressing criminal conduct. For example, it matters not if I were to bark directly at two young children that they should, quote, go kill themselves simply for using a sidewalk, something my children experienced. Indeed, it would be my conduct that matters, not my background or even whether I have a possessory interest in a house. The same is true for everyone. I am not anti-homeless. I am anti-criminal. The focus is not on the person but the behavior, and there are plenty of behaviors that you should consider. Sunnyside Elementary janitor's duties include daily needle collection, ignoring open container violations, individuals smoke crack, and couples have sex all in plain view. Local area daycares modify parts of field trips to ensure safety. And residents seek immediate medical attention after getting a bite from a transient's dog. The effects are tangible. Employees have left businesses for fear of their safety. Hawthorne patrons have stated aloud whether they're going to return. And the reason we moved from Irvington was so that my wife could walk to work, something now relegated only to certain daylight hours. You, Mr. Fish, can appreciate the following. When my wife feels safer on A Street in Capitol Hill in D.C., more than 35th on Sunnyside, that speaks volumes. This council must do more than declare its courage and resolve in addressing these issues. I can represent that a nascent electoral coalition is budding, nourished along the spectrum of nuisances to outrages and the perceived lack of concrete and permanent steps undertaken by our leaders. An expansion in homeless and transient programs combined with a more robust police presence must occur to promote health and safety. I highlight, community policing cannot occur without more police. Citizen walking patrols are not sustainable. Business associations paying private parties for an abdicated core government function is not tolerable. Though I concede I may be ignorant, I offer some potential solutions in writing that I ask be placed into the record. I have copies for the commission. May I?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you.